Welcome to Leading Organizations That Matter, a podcast on the topics of leadership, organizational culture, and finding meaning and purpose in our work. I'm the host, Ray Spadoni, former CEO and current consultant, author and speaker. Today's topic is when legacy planning is really just cashing out. I aim my own consulting practice and my entire leadership career, for that matter, toward nonprofit, mission-driven organizations. One quick glance at my website, and you won't be able to miss that fact, as this message is painted across just about everything I do. That is, of course, by design. Now, I'll occasionally receive a friendly inquiry or a comment suggesting that my advocacy for the not-for-profit worldview can come across as anti-for-profit, or that nonprofits and for-profits are not, at the core, actually all that different, as the reasoning goes. Well, I'm sorry if I seem anti-for-profit, because I really don't mean to come across that way. I see a lot of advantages to the for-profit motive, but I won't lecture you, my listeners, on all that at this point. I will, however, say that I unapologetically believe that for-profits and nonprofits act and are motivated in very different and very real ways. Today, I'm going to go through one of those ways. When an organization is facing a critical existential moment of transition, the question of legacy can arise. Perhaps the founder or founders are ready for a change or are coming to an age when they look up ahead and wonder what could happen to their company after they're done working. Or maybe the environment has shifted so much, their present path may no longer seem appropriate or prudent. I know I'm painting with a bit of a broad brush here, but for-profits often think about cashing out, maximizing the value of their many long years of investment, whether financial or in sweat equity, and so the work of valuation becomes most important. This can come from the sale of that company to someone else, and if the current owner is going to fully exit, then it's all about making the upfront number as high as possible. If they're going to retain an interest in the future somehow, then there's going to need to be a balance between maximizing the valuation and ensuring a steady stream of value down the line. Sometimes, for a for-profit, protecting the interests of others, such as the heirs of the founder, can take center stage. The existing owner might want to make sure that the next generation or even generations will be able to keep things going and continuously thrive going forward. Families are complicated, and so sometimes the kids aren't as personally invested or interested or as capable, and so things can go sideways fast, but that's probably a topic beyond the scope of this episode. It is probably worth mentioning, however, that ego can come into play also. For someone who's built up something valuable and impactful, walking away can be hard. Ensuring some kind of enduring, quote, monument to their achievement, end quote, can become part of the spoken or unspoken motivation. Now, as far as the nonprofits go, valuation and ego can certainly come into play, but serious and effective leaders and boards will be focused squarely on mission, on community, purpose, meaning, and impact. They'll look up ahead and not just think about the coming deal or transaction or a cash out, but rather will be, or maybe I say should be, thinking longer term than that. Some of the nonprofits I work with are well over 100 years old. They didn't get to be this old if it wasn't for leaders and board members taking the long view and who made decisions that were in the best long-term interests of those who are being served. For those organizations, nobody ever tried to cash out. This may all go without saying, but whenever I get one of those comments about how for-profits and nonprofits are much more alike than not, or that it's really only a difference in tax status that's in play, I like to point out the legacy decision-making motivations and process. To me, this is a pretty big difference, and to me, it's a pretty convincing one. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll consider subscribing to this podcast and providing a review on Apple Podcasts or your platform of choice. Feel free to learn more about me and my work at redsailadvisors.com.